Thank you, Pastor Caleb, for these gracious words.
太感谢张牧师这么客气的话。
Two weeks ago, I had the privilege to be invited to speak at a large Spanish church in Boston.
两个星期前，我被邀请到波士顿一个很大的西班牙语的教会去讲道。
And out of like the 2,000 plus members, there are only a few well-to-do members.
在那个大概有2000人的聚会里面，很少是有这个经济条件的，都是比较贫穷的弟兄姐妹们。
The majority were what you call maybe the lower middle class.
你可以这样说，也许他们是最低层的在社会上。
There's a whole section of homeless people.
在那个教会也有很有一群的弟兄姐妹，其实是无家可归的。
And there's a group that is still looking for a job.
也有不少的是没有工作，正在找工作。
And yet I never felt in any setting, maybe with the exception of this church, okay, such great power of praise and thanksgiving.
但是在那个教会很奇妙，他们赞美神的喜乐是令你没有想到是那么厉害，也让我想到这个教会。
They taught me an important word.
他们教导我一个很重要的功课。
The word gracias.
这个话就是谢谢。
Let's all say that together, huh? Gracias.
谢谢。
Now this Chinese Bible Church congregation can speak Spanish, right?
谢谢，就是感恩。
That throughout their worship service, I could not understand almost any other word that they were speaking.
在整个聚会，我差不多什么都听不懂。
Except the words I was speaking.
除了自己讲的话。
But their spirit of praise and thanksgiving just literally swept me off my feet.
但是呢，他们对神感恩的心，就把我的心也提到上最高的地方。
On that Sunday, I learned so much. I felt so much about the power of thanksgiving from a group of people that literally, for some of them, almost had nothing, and yet they could see that with God, they are not poor, but they are rich in Him.
在那个地方，我看到一件事情：就算你什么都没有，但是因为你心里面充满对神的感谢赞美，你就变得在世界上最富有的人。
That's the power of gratitude.
这个就是感恩感谢的力量。
Dear brothers and sisters, I have much to be thankful for this morning.
今天早上，弟兄姐妹，我有好多好多感恩的原因。
One of them being that years ago, I think in visiting a church that had visitors parking right at the closest to the doors of the church.
我记得好多好多年以前有一个停车的地方。
For visitors.
是给第一次来教会的人。
And then I said to myself, that's a great idea, we've got to have it back at our church.
那时候我看见我就说我们一定要有这个停车的地方给那些第一次来教会的人。
So now we have a couple of visitor spots right up front.
那以前就没有，但是现在我看见好高兴，因为我们有很多有一个位置是有不少的停车的位置是给第一次来的。
And guess what, dear brothers and sisters? This morning, I got to benefit from it.
弟兄姐妹，今天我就是那个很好久没来你们教会，所以我就拿了那个车位。
For a long time, no show first visitor. I got to use one of those two spaces.
所以我真是有福了，我可以派那个位置。
And I learned a lesson right there.
我就学了一个功课。
Sometimes your actions, the smallest as they may be, to try to bless others,God may actually use in due course to even bless you without you ever planning for that to happen.
你知道吗，弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们没有想到，我们对别人做了一些好的事情，到最后反而变成对您我的祝福。
And that's why it is truly more blessed to give than to receive.
所以呢，这个是真的真理，就是施比受更为有福。
And so that when we give and when we others pass it on,So much goodness comes into our world.
所以呢，当我们把我们的心敞开， 把好多好多的好东西都给别人的时候，就好多的恩典就流进了我们自己的生命里面。
When I'm standing up here,
当我站在这里
and look, took a good look around,
我看大家一下。
I thank you for many old timers that I know very well.
我看见好多旧朋友啊。我认得你们。
I thank God that even though I haven't been pastoring at this church for the last 25 years, but when you saw me sometimes in the supermarket or even at the airport, you know, you went out of your way to greet me and then shared how much you still remembered me and prayed for me, so I thank you so very much.
虽然过了25年，都好久没见了，但是呢，就算是很远的地方，就算是在飞机场你遇见我，你还是会特别走到我的身边，跟我打招呼，抱抱我。
Especially Pastor Caleb.
特别是 Pastor Caleb 张牧师。
Who went out of his way to hunt me down.
是的，特别是张牧师，他特别去找我。
To bring this lost sheep back into the fold.
把这个走得好远好远的羊把它拉回来。
And I thank God for those who are new friends in our midst.
我们也特别感谢主为这新的朋友。
Because of that's the evidence of the power of the gospel.
这个就是主福音的大能你在这里。
That has attracted you here.
把你带到这个教会。
As the Apostle Paul says, the love of God compels me.
就好像是使徒保罗所说，他说是主的爱吸引了你我到这里。
And I thank God for those brothers and sisters who used to be here but are now sent out by the church.
我们在这里也很感谢不少的弟兄姐妹以前在这里，但是现在给主差派到很远的地方去服侍主。
We thank God that on this 47th anniversary,
我们感谢主在这47年的感恩聚会里面。
CBCGB is not just a holy huddle.
我们这个波士顿郊区华人圣经教会，我们不是单单是这一班很神圣的一班人。
That God is now she has got the toughest job in the whole world. That as God has blessed us, He has sent us out to bless others.
当神给我们那么多的祝福的时候，他也差遣我们就去把这个祝福带给别人。
So many faithful servants of God have been sent out from this congregation.
有好多好多神忠心的仆人就从这个教会给差派出去。
And I thank God for that.
我们大大的感谢主。
As you can tell, I could just stand up here the whole sermon just thanking God for everything, and I wouldn't be able to fully recount all of the goodness that God has done in our lives.
弟兄姐妹，你看了，我真的是，我心里多感受，也多感谢站在这里。我可以整天都在这里，感谢神，感谢这个教会，感谢主，为着你们每一位。
But I must talk to us about the power of gratitude.
今天呢，我就一定要跟大家分享感恩的力量。
Because it is too important a topic.
因为这个是太重要的一个题目。
First Thessalonians 5:16-18.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第16节到第18节。
Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you.In Christ Jesus.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Melinda Beck in her famous Wall Street Journal article in 2010 states that giving thanks is really good for you.
那华尔街日报的那个记者 Melinda 他就这样说，他说呢，感恩实在是一件很重要的事情。
A growing body of research suggests that maintaining an attitude of gratitude can improve psychological, emotional, and even physical well-being.
那这个他就提到，最近有好多的研究提到感恩的心能大大地提升我们心理上面、情感方面和身体上面的状况。
Adults who frequently feel grateful have more energy, more optimism, more social connections, and more happiness than those who do not.
他说，当一个人常常感恩的时候，他就会变得精力充沛，会变得更乐观，与人的关系会变得更好，而且会更快乐。
They are also less likely to be depressed, envious, greedy, or alcoholics.
他说了，一个会感恩的人啊，不会那么容易患抑郁症，也不会容易嫉妒别人，也不会贪别人有的东西，他们也不会很容易就会酗酒。
They earn more money.
他们赚的钱会比别人多。
I see that ears perk up, okay.
我看见你们的耳朵都兴起来了。
Sleep more soundly.
他们睡得比别人好。
Exercise more regularly.
他们呢会那个 exercise 运动，他们比别人多运动。
And have greater resistance to viral infections.
他们比别人会少患病。
Now, what about kids? You say adults, but what about kids?
那小孩子呢又怎么样呢？
Children and teenagers who feel and act grateful tend to be less materialistic.
一个会感恩的小孩子也不会整天闹着要那个啊要那个。
They tend to get better grades.
他们的成绩会比别人好。
They set higher goals.
他们锁定的目标会比别人高。
Complain of fewer headaches and stomach problems.
他们很多呢会比较少那个肚子痛啊痛啊那个头痛啊这个。
And they feel more satisfied with others.
他们啊会比较对其他人啊有一个满足的感觉。
And less complaints.
不会常常就说这个什么不好那个不好。
Less complaints against who? against who? Parents, of course.
就不会给爸爸妈妈这个很难过的日子啦。
So that's great news, isn't it?
这个真是好的很好的消息啊。
Now you might think that with all the positive encouragement to give thanks and show gratitude out there in the marketplace,
那你就想，如果有这么多的好的效果关于感恩的话，
everybody would be excited and be jumping up and down to give thanks.
那么我们每一个人本来就应该跳起来很高兴啊，每天每时刻都感恩啊，对不对？
But as I was preparing this sermon.
但是当我在预备这篇讲道的时候
My heart was actually quite saddened and heavy.
我的心反而感觉到有点难过。
Because while I saw the folks who really live out the Bible in their lives, we see the vibrancy, the abundance in their lives, but they're also those who rejected this teaching on gratitude and giving thanks, and it brought great pain to my heart.
在一方面，我看见一些真的能够感恩的基督徒，我看见他们的生命真的精彩，但是我也看见一些其他的基督徒，好像他们的生命真是蛮难受的，我心里就有点不舒服了。
I remember in particular during one Valentine's banquet.
我记得有一次在这个情人节的时候
，We organize very attractive events for all the couples.
我们有一个吃晚饭的聚会给所有的夫妻们。
And then we had everybody play a game like a newlywed game on TV.
那么我们就一起来玩一个游戏。
Now, and they're supposed to be able to guess what toothpaste the wife uses and what detergent, the husband buys and so on.
他们就在猜啊、你用什么牙膏啊你什么时候起来啊大家看对方会不会猜得对。
So then they had popped this question and say, each of you describe one positive, most positive thing about your spouse.
那他们就问一个问题了，那个丈夫跟太太要讲一些你认为他有什么优点。
And then at that moment, a lot of people said different things.
有不少人都说了一些不错的好话，对太太、妻子。
Very heartwarming.
很暖心。
But I remember one brother, he stood up.
我记得有一个弟兄他站起来。
And then when asked a question, what is one positive thing you'd like to say about your wife?
那问题说你对你太太有什么感恩的话请你讲一下。
He opened his mouth this wide.
他口张开。
Like for about 2 minutes.
什么话都讲不出来两分钟。就这样子。
That after being married for 7 or 8 years, could not even think of one good thing to appreciate and give thanks about his wife.
结婚七年到八年了，他一句好话都讲不出来，关于他的太太。
And at that moment, his wife, with tears streaming down her face, ran out of the banquet hall.
那个时候，你想他太太多伤心。太太就从她的座位站起来跑掉。
Over the last 20-30 years of my ministry,
在这个
过去20多、30多年的服
throughout the 20-30 years of ministry, okay.
I have seen those who through marriages whogiving thanks and appreciating their spouses was saved from the precipice of disaster to becoming a vibrant couple.
我看见不少的夫妻就是因为学到了怎样去感恩就把他们的婚姻救了从很糟糕的婚姻都变成好的婚姻。
But I've also seen those who through rejecting God's way have also seen their relationships suffer serious consequences.
但我也看见不少的婚姻本来不是很差的但是就是不懂得感恩就变得越来越差了。
And so I'm not going to give you an easy out this morning.
所以呢今天我说的话也许你觉得比较强一点。
I won't let you say to me, Pastor Ray, this is great, this gratitude thing is great, but it's just not my thing.
我今天呢，就不愿意大家会跟我说，李牧师，你讲得很好，但是我受不了。
My personality is a typical Chinese, you know, like, I get a kick out of criticizing others rather than praising them.
我们中国人啊，我这发觉是不容易啊。我觉得我这个人呢、啊，有时候这个容易批评，不容易赞美别人，真是很难啊。
It feels so great to be able to puncture other people's hot air balloon.
有时候啊，能够刺破别人的泡泡，真是蛮过瘾的。
You tell me to, like, butter up someone.
你叫我去能够那个讲一些好话说什么好话
And I feel weird all over.
我真的觉得真不对劲
So this morning I'd like to invite us to look at gratitude from a biblical perspective.
今天早上我邀请大家与我一同来看看圣经怎么样去看感恩
What exactly is gratitude?
到底感恩是什么
Why so important to us?
为什么感恩是那么的重要?
And how can you and I practice gratitude effectively in our daily lives?
那么我们怎么样能够应用活出这个感恩的人生?
Now the word gratitude is defined by the Oxford Dictionary consists of 3 things.
这个感恩这个字在牛顿字典就是讲到三个不同的这个的
层面 OK good
谢谢
She's still the better Mandarin speaker than I am OK
谢谢
So number one A grateful heart
第一方面感恩是讲到我们心里面的态度是有一个心里面的感恩。
Number two, it's grateful facial and verbal and other expressions.
第二呢，是讲到我们脸上和我们言语上面对别人的谢意。
And thirdly, it's grateful deeds.
第三呢，是谈到我们因为感谢神或者是感谢人所做出的行动行为。
Former US President John F. Kennedy has this to say.
前美国总统甘乃迪他这样说过
As we express our gratitude
当我们表示对别人表达我们的谢意的时候
We must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words but to live by them
最重要感恩的方式不是用你的口乃是用你的整个人生来活出来
Now according to the Greek and Roman ancient philosophers
根据以前希腊和罗马的哲学家他们来说
Gratitude is the supreme human virtue
感恩是人类最高最高的美德
And according to Cicero, the first century Roman philosopher,
根据 Cicero, 这个是第一世纪罗马的哲学家，他这样说
Gratitude is not only the greatest of all virtues, but the parent of all the others.
感恩不但是一件好事，而且呢，它是所有所有美好的事情最好的那件事情。
And renowned British philosopher and thinker,G.K. Chesterton has this to say.
那英国有一个基督徒的思想家，他怎么说呢？
I would maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought.
他说，我认为感恩是人类思想最高的境界。
Now, why gratitude? Why giving thanks? Why not science? Why not the arts? Well, that's a very thought-provoking statement.
那为什么不是艺术呢？不是科学呢？乃是感恩，居然就是他认为人类最高思想的境界啦。
Now, Chinese culture, our very precious Chinese culture, regards gratitude as the very essence of being human.
你知道根据中国文化的价值观感恩乃人之本
It's not an optional quality that it's great if you have it it's great if you don't
感恩不是可有可无有可以没有 又可以不是这样
To be considered a respectable human being
要作为一个能就给人尊重的人
It is a must-have quality.
我们一定一定要有这个的美德。
Now, most of us seated here, perhaps all of us have heard of the Chinese concept of filial piety, or honoring and caring for your parents.
那我们每一个中国人坐在这里都知道什么是孝道、孝顺。
But how many of us know that filial piety, this whole concept, is actually rooted in the notion of gratitude, that I've received so much, and therefore I must give back?
但是你可知道吗？孝道本身的基础就是感恩和报恩，因为我收到那么多的好处恩典，所以我就要孝顺我的父母，因为我要报恩。
And so 19th century pastor Henry Ward Beecher has this to say.
所以呢 ,19 世纪有一个很著名的牧师他这样讲。
Gratitude is the fairest blossom which springs from the soul.
他说感恩是所有花朵里面最美丽的花朵。这个感恩是从你心里面开出来最美丽的花朵。
And medieval German theologian Meister Eckhart says this.
那中世纪有一个德国很著名的神学家 Meister Eckhart 他这样说
If the only prayer you said was thank you, that would be enough.
如果你只能够有一个祷告向神有一个祷告那一个祷告就是主啊我感谢你这就够了
Now for a lot of us here it might be good news.
哇在这个对我们在座每一位真是太好了对吗
Because we may not like long prayers
因为我们也许不喜欢长的祷告
And I say grace three times a day you see
我一天至少三次要在饭前祷告
And I say more than just thank you
很多时候我讲好多感谢的话
But my dear brothers and sisters
但是弟兄姐妹们啊
Meister Eckhart is not talking about the quantity of prayer here.
那这位德国神学家他不是说你要祷告多少次数
But he's rather referring to the quality of prayer.
他乃是讲你祷告的内容是什么
The very word for prayer in Greek, proskoumai, means simply gratitude or thanks.
你知道吗？祷告这个字的原文的意思，其实就是感恩，就是感谢啊。
Have you ever thought about that?
你有没有想过？
Now there are of course different aspects of prayer.
当然，祷告有很多不同的层面。
There's adoration, there's confession, there's thanksgiving, there's supplication, or the acronym of prayer, ACTS.
祷告呢有不同的层面，
有赞美，有认罪，有感恩，也有祈求。
Thank you.
The ACTS in English, okay. But no matter what prayer we're praying at the moment, it should always be expressing a big thank you to God.
但是无论你祷告的内容是什么，主要的基础都是带着对神。满有感恩的心。
Now the power of gratitude lies in the fact that it opens for us the door to true fellowship with God.
感恩的心的力量，就是因为当我们感恩的时候，神就为我们打开与他交通的门。
In Psalm 100, verse 4, we are instructed to enter his gates with thanksgiving.And his courts with praise, give thanks to him and praise his name.
诗篇第一百篇第四节这样说：当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名，因为耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远，他的信实直到万代。
Enter his gates. What kind of gates are we talking about?
但神说，进入他的门是什么门？
Many of us have read about pearly gates.
我们听到，我们知道圣经里面听到这个由珍珠所造的门。
Is this what the author is talking about here?
是不是这个启示录所讲的这个门呢？
The gates of heaven?
是不是讲到天上的那个门？
Perhaps.
也许呢？
But most certainly he's talking about not just physical gates, but the door to God's own heart.
但是最有可能是讲到神自己的心门为我们打开。
I have three kids.
我们有三个孩子。
And the first time, my oldest son got his driver's license, he almost killed me.
我们的大儿子现在二十七岁啊，那时候他开车第一次开车差不多把我吓死。
But later on he became a very good driver.
那后来他变成一个非常好的开车的司机。
And when he drove me to the airport for the first time.
他开车开我到飞机场的时候。
My heart was strangely warmed.
那时候啊，我特别感觉到心啊，真的很暖和啊。
Not only because I saved $85 taxi fare.
不但是因为我省了那85块钱。
Because that whole gesture was from him a big thank you to Dad.
为什么那么窝心啊？因为那是我的儿子啊，他给我一点报恩，感谢他的那个表现。
Dad, you put up so much with me.
爸爸，你忍了我那么久。
And now when you grow old, I'm going to put up with you too.
那你老了以后，也许我都会忍，会又对你很有耐心了。
Not just put up, but honor, respect, and care for.
我不会就是硬着头皮来忍你，我会带着爱心，很多的忍耐。来照顾你。
So that was the best ride I ever had in my life.
所以呢，我儿子第一次开车的时候啊，其实是我最开心的。
Even though my blood pressure did go up a few notches.
虽然我那个血压升高好多。
A big part of saying that you care for someone.
我们怎样去表达我们真的关心别人呢？
Is to care enough to remember all the good things they've done for you.
是要表现你对他所有每一件对你所做的好事，你都记得。
Isn't that true, brothers and sisters?
这个就是感谢呢，对吗？
And that's why when we enter God's gates with thanksgiving.
所以呢，当我们进入神的院的时候，用感谢赞美进入神的院的时候
，and thank Him from the bottom of our heart，
从我们的心底来感谢他的时候
，it's as though at that moment the distance between us and God is shortened immeasurably。
我们跟神的距离突然就变得那么近。
The power of gratitude, dear brothers and sisters, gives us.Is that it gives us, first of all, access to the heart of God.
所以呢，感恩的力量是那么大。当我们对神感恩的时候，我们就跟神那么的接近了。
The heart of our Father God is warmed by the thought that yes, He remembers. Yes, she didn't forget. Yes, she cares enough to remember the good things that have been done for them.
你看神心里多感动，但我们作为他的儿女们，我们心里记得神对我们的爱，他对我们的供应，他为我们的信实，他心多感动。
The power of gratitude also lies in the fact that it is the secret to experiencing God's presence.
另外呢，感恩的力量还有什么呢？就是当我们感恩的时候，我们就突然感受到神大能的同在。
Many people have asked me, Pastor, how can I experience the presence of God?
有不少的人都问我，牧师。请你跟我讲一下，我怎么能感受到神的同在呢？
And I would always answer, Do you know the way to God's heart?
你知不知道怎么样来达到神的心啊？
Psalm 22 verse 3.
诗篇第22篇第3节这样说。
Yet you are holy, O you who are enthroned in the praises and thanksgiving of Israel.
但你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美感谢为宝座。或是说做你的居所的。
God dwells in the praises and thanksgiving of His children.
神住在他子民的赞美感谢中。
Now to be clear, there's nothing God hates more than some kind of mindless, thoughtless flattery in order to bribe God to do something for us.
神绝对不要我们去说一些谄媚的话语，根本不是从心里面，就是能够给他拖一拖那个大腿这样子，不需要呢，不要给他拍马屁，不用。
Yeah, 翻得非常好。But on the end, there's nothing that God appreciates and loves more.
神最想从他的子民听到的是什么？
That his dying love on Calvary, his boundless, infinite, sacrificial love for us is finally being appreciated by his children enough so that we say thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
上帝最想从我们身上听到的是当我们作为他的子女承受了神在十字架上给我们那么大的救恩而我们就来到神的面前把我们的感谢献给他为祭物这就是最达到神的心底
Nothing like a few choice words of appreciation from our hearts can immediately usher us into the presence of the Almighty God
当你我心中把心中最大的感谢俯伏在地上把最大的感谢赞美给神的时候这就令神真的开心。
The power of gratitude also lies in the fact that it is the Christian's key to a victorious life.
当我们对神感谢赞美，这也就是一个秘诀，让一个基督徒能够过一个得胜有力的基督徒生命。
Many Christians want to live a victorious life.
很多的基督徒很想过一个得胜的生活。
But how?
但怎么样呢？
Please read with me the following passage.
我们一起读。
2 Chronicles 20:21-22.
历代之下，第二十章二十一节到二十二节，历代之下二十章。二十一到二十二节。
After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever. As they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir who were invading Judah, and they were defeated.
约沙法既与民商议了，就设立歌唱的人颂赞耶和华，使他们穿上圣洁的礼服，走在军前赞美耶和华，说当称谢耶和华，因他的慈爱永远长存。众人放唱歌赞美的时候，耶和华就派伏兵击杀那来攻击犹大人的亚门人、摩亚人和希尔山人，他们就被打败了。
And that, therefore, it's not at all surprising that gratitude is God's highest and best will for every single believer.
所以呢，我们也看见这个感恩赞美神，是神给基督徒们一个基要的旨意。
First Thessalonians 5:16-18 again.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十六节第十八节，神怎么说呢？
Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Give thanks in all circumstances.
这里说要凡事谢恩。
Give thanks in another version that says for all things.
每件事都谢恩。
A lot of Christians say, give thanks, yes, this is a good reminder for me to give thanks more for the things that I feel grateful for, yes. But there are a lot of tough things in my life, a lot of trouble that I'd rather not talk about, never mind giving thanks.
很多基督徒就说没问题，我当然可以为很多我很顺利的事情来感恩了，但是呢，为这一些我所遇到的难处去感恩，那就很难了。
Is it naive for Christians just to say, oh, hang up a sign, give thanks for everything, when we see all the evil and suffering out there in the world?
那你就说我是不是头脑太简单了？我看这世界上有这么多痛苦的事情，你还要我感恩？
It would indeed be naive if the God we worship only has power that is equal or less to the forces of evil that are out there.
你这样想法是对，如果神只是有力量去控制那些好的事情。
But Romans 8:28, Paul clearly tells us that God can make all things work for the good of those who love God.
但是罗马书第八章第二十八节就不是这样说，他说神啊，可以让万事，好的和不好的事情，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
You say, how is that possible?
你说那怎么有可能啊？
Let me give you an example in nature.
等我用一个比喻来跟你说。
Salt is made up of two elements.
盐，我们所吃的盐，调味的盐，是用什么东西构成呢？是用什么？
Sodium and chloride, right?
氯化素。
What happens if you take too much sodium?
如果你吃很多的钠，这个是毒品。
It could poison you.
是毒品。
And what happens if you inhale too much chlorine gas?
如果你 吸收很多的氯化树有什么后果？
Not good for you.
你会中毒。
It might knock you out.
你会昏掉。
In extreme cases, it will make you very sick.
你会病得很厉害。
Or even kill you.
也许你会死掉。
But what happens when you take sodium and chloride, Na and Cl, and put the two together? What do you get?
那加氯化树变成盐。
Useful salt, tasty salt, preserving salt.
我们最需要盐调味，就是从这个两个都有毒的东西，神把它放在一起，就变成一个最好的东西。
There were many circumstances in our lives in the past many years of ministry, especially in the last 8 or 9 years, where we were witnessing for God in different situations. That sometimes we sailed very well, other times we went through very, very tough times.
弟兄姐妹们，我们做神的儿女们，有时候我们的经历很顺利，好像非常非常好。有时候你我必定会遇到好像很不顺利的事情。
But hallelujah, we do not worship a God who can be defeated by evil.
但是我们感谢赞美神，因为你我所侍奉的神，不是因为只是在顺境才得胜的神。
But a God who can put Na and Cl together and make salt.
他是这一位能够把最外有毒的钠和氯化树都放在一起变成最好的东西的那位大能的神。
Or as the prophet Isaiah would say.
好像是以赛亚先知这样说。
God makes beauty out of our ashes.
他从我们的炉灰中就变成最美丽的东西出来。
Pragmatically speaking.
很实际的来说。
Ever since my college student days.
自从我大学以后呢。
I would from time to time have some very depressing afternoons.
有时候啊，在下午的时候就有一点优越感。
没有，优越感。
优越感。Sorry, 对不起，优越感。
It's as though there are many, many dark clouds.
就好像整个天空都是黑云这样。
I'm glad there was a brother there who reminded me try praising God and thanking Him.
我感谢主，有一个弟兄就提醒我了，当你感觉到心情很低沉的时候，你就要开始开声赞美神。
And when I did that, I found it almost like one by one the dark clouds start to disappear.
当我开声赞美感谢神的时候，我就看见黑云一颗一颗就没了。
And so over the last several decades of my being a Christian,I learned that Philippians 4:6-7 is literally true.
在我五十多年前信主以后，我就学到一个秘诀。
It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding."Will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
那腓立比书第四章第六到七节是怎么说呢？他说：“应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里。”保守你们的心怀意念。
Many times when my heart was deeply troubled.
好多次，当我心里面很沉重的时候。
We would take out a pen and just write 30 things to thank God for.
我们两夫妻就会拿个笔，拿个纸出来，写30项感恩的事情。
And all of a sudden, the clouds would disappear.
那个时候黑云就不见了。
God's amazing peace would come upon our hearts.
神奇妙的平安就进到我们的内心里面。
As I said, I could spend 3 days and 3 nights talking about gratitude.
我可以讲3天3夜 讲到我们要怎样去感谢赞美我们的上帝。
But now I must conclude with several applications.
那我现在就讲怎么样我们能够每天把它生活化。
I like the way how practical Chinese people are.
我们中国人很实际的。
When they don't just tell you, okay, well, you should practice Thanksgiving.
他们不是说你只是就感恩感恩这样提一下就算了。
But he says, whenever you drink some water, you should think about the source.
饮水思源，每一次你喝水的时候，你就要想到这个水的来源是从哪里来的。
The Chinese are very poetic people.
中国人都是诗人。
A very romantic people.
罗曼蒂克。
And so, the clear message from this cup of water is.
所以啊，从我们中国人。饮水思源想起来
I must bring this message of gratitude home
我一定要把对神有感恩感谢的心把它带到我整个人生里面
Don't leave this message at the church, at the pulpit
我们绝对不可以听了这个道走出去然后就不把这个生活化。
Because literally it could be a matter of life and death.
因为当我们不懂得在每一件小事上感恩，这会毁了我们的一生。
It could save your marriage.
这个能够救了你的婚姻。
It could save your job.
这个能够救了你的工作。
It could save your relationship with God.
这个能够也救了你跟神的关系，那到最近。最美好。
So how can I practice gratitude effectively and immediately?
那我现在怎么样去实际的把生活化这个感恩的心放在我里面呢？
So first, give thanks the moment you wake up.
第一，你眼睛早上一打开，那一刻没有起来，就要开始感恩，感谢主啊。
I love Psalm 119 verse 62.
诗篇第119篇第62节
It says, At midnight I rise to give you thanks for your righteous laws.
在半夜我醒来因为你信实的话语
I love this verse because I'm a night owl.
我喜欢这个话语因为我很多时候都晚上起来的。
And I'm glad that this verse doesn't always just say, oh, at 5 a.m. in the morning, wake up and give thanks.
他没有说你五点钟起来就这样做，他说任何时刻。
But whenever you wake up, the first thing, okay, God doesn't discriminate against sleep patterns, okay?
不论你是早睡觉、晚睡觉，你醒来那一刻。就眼睛打开刚醒来那一刻你的思想就是要感谢赞美上帝
The Psalms are a great teacher on how to give thanks, aren't they?
诗篇神用诗篇来教导我们怎么样去感恩
And I found that when I start giving thanks to God the first thing in the morning it's kind of like buying a little insurance
当我每天早上第一件事就是感谢赞美神的时候就好像买了保险
It's like an insurance against ruining my day with negative thoughts
就是一早就买了保险因为你一天一定会有很多东西来烦扰你令你不开心令你开始为这件事情担忧为这件事情就失去了对神感谢感恩的心
Because before I go out to meet the first troublesome person who hates my guts, I give thanks.
所以呢，当你我还没有碰见一个最麻烦、你最不想碰见的人以前，你一定要首先赞美、感谢神。
That's pretty good insurance, isn't it?
这是买了最好的保险，对吧？
Now, number two,
第二
I like to suggest how can you and I practice gratitude effectively?
我们怎么样能够真正实际的应用在我们生命上呢？这个感恩。第二
，Open your eyes，
打开你的眼睛
，Wide，
大大的打开
，And take note of all the goodness around you。
你一定要留意在你身边所发生每一件大小的事情，神在做什么工作
？I believe it's Albert Einstein who said, either everything Either nothing is a miracle or everything is a miracle.
爱因斯坦讲的这句话，他说，依旧是什么都没有神迹，或者是所有所发生在这个世界上的每一件都是神迹。
But a lot of times we just don't notice them.
只是我们根本没有留意到。
So take at least 5 minutes each day, just 5 minutes.
所以每天只要你就单单拿五分钟。
To notice God's marvelous deeds.
留意神在所有你身边所有神所做大小的事情。
His marvelous creation.
你看看他所创造的美丽。
His generous provisions.
你看看他给你的供应。
His detailed care.
他对你从最小的事情的关心。
His amazing grace and deliverance.
他给你多么的恩典。
And after taking note of these wonderful things,
当你看见留意这些事情的时候
write it down.
写下来
If you have a gratitude journal, write it down.
拿一本感恩的日记写下来
If you have a Bible, write it down.
把这个圣经写在圣经上面
Yes, you can write in your Bible.
你可以写在圣经上面
Provided that it's words of gratitude.
记得写在圣经上面，一定要感恩的话语写在圣经上面。
Thank you so much.
感谢弟兄，感谢。
Okay, so number three, how can you and I practice?
第三呢，怎么样去应用这个生活化感恩生活化呢
？Don't just thank God.
不要单单就是谢谢神。
But thank God sincerely from your heart.
不单是你的嘴说谢谢。你真的要从心底里面对神的感谢赞美。
Psalm 103 verse 1。
诗篇103篇第一节。
Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name.
中文怎么讲？
我的心啊，
啊，
你要称颂耶和华。
不可忘记里面的都要称颂他的名
感谢主看得有用 Number four
第四
How can you and I practice gratitude effectively?
怎么样去应用这个感恩
To look actively for opportunities to showVerbal and other forms of appreciations to others around you.
你我要特别用力注意去留意别人为我们所做的事情，特别想办法去做一些感恩、谢恩的事情，说话。
Colossians 3:15 to 17 is a most important passage about human relationships.
我们一起来打开哥罗西书哥罗西书第三章第十五到十七节
Gratitude is the important key to all types of successful relationships
十五到第十七节这样说又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主你们也为此蒙召归为一体且要存感谢的心、
So the words thanks, giving thanks or gratitude are used no less than 3 times in just 3 brief verses
其实从十五到十七节里面这个感谢这句短短已经提到3次那么多如果我读完3节你会看见几句里面已经有3次提到感恩
And here I just can't resist the temptation to share one testimony
我现在要跟大家分享一个小小的见证
But I'm going to leave out the name to protect the innocent Okay
我不会提到名字。
There was a couple in the couple's fellowship.
有一对夫妇在那个夫妇团契里面。
At first, I look at them and I say, the most unromantic couple.
我看见他们，我觉得他们好像 不太懂得怎么样去相爱的一对夫妇。
So I said, well, no future.
啊，我就在想，他们没有将来去走下去，没有可能的。
But they said, Pastor, I want to start a couple's fellowship.
他们就跟我说，他说，我可不可以我们开始一个夫妇团契啦？
Now, I was nodding with my head, yeah, yeah.
我那个时候很客气，就说，嗯，也许，也许，好了，好了。
But deep down inside, I was saying to myself, "Are you? You've got to be kidding me."
我那时候在想，那我觉得不太好吧，因为他们好像两个人的感情都不是那么好。
But over the years, as they studied the Bible zealously,
但是呢，经过不少的年日，当他们很用心的去查经。
And learn to appreciate each other.
而且学习怎么样去欣赏对方。
They learn the new meaning of the word electricity.
他们就真正的有通电，通电。
That before maybe they're looking at each other like dead fish.
以前看见对方就是你是我的仇人。
But through words of appreciation.
但是因为彼此很多的欣赏跟感恩。
We start to see sparks of electricity flying.
开始你就看见通电了，通电了，火花好多了。
And the marriage literally came alive.
然后你就看见他们的婚姻就复活了。
Back from the grave.
从死里复活了。
Became a changed couple.
就变成一对新的夫妻。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
感谢赞美神。
Don't you want that for all your relationships?
你当然要这样发生在你身上的，对吧
？I know I do。
我知道，我真的要这个。
Yes。
我们夫妻要常常对彼此有这个感恩，也是真的是一个每天学习的功课。
Finally and most importantly of all。
那到最后，最后。
Especially when the going gets rough。
那当日子很难过的时候，怎么办呢？
Not just to like, oh, just close your Bible and call God a liar.
千万不要把圣经关了，把圣经就闭上，然后就说神的话语都是谎话。千万不要这样做。
Don't say that I haven't reminded you, I haven't warned you that give thanks is for all things.
你要记住，凡事。谢恩
Not just for the smooth things,
不单是顺境的时候
but for the tough rides along the way.
特别是艰难的道路的时候更要
And remember, be sure to remember that you do have a choice.
那记住其实是你我的选择
That I can choose during my tough times to gripe and complain against God and have the most terrible time in my life.
当你我经历很不顺利的时候，你可以选择就对神抱怨，对人抱怨，很不开心。
Or through my sincere, heartfelt thanks to God, even bring heaven down to me.
你也可以在那个时候选择，在那个时候向神感谢赞美，看到神是怎么样看这个事情，就看见天堂就好像住在你的身边，住在你的心中。
My dear brothers and sisters, the choice is yours.
选择在你的手上。
God bless you all.
让神大大的祝福大家。